Whether it's snowing where you are or the days are already hot, today, as we just heard, is the official start of spring. The shift to longer days and the sight of green buds on trees are enough to stir even ordinary folks to feats of creativity. For poets, forget it. It's a field day. Edward Hirsch writes the Poet's Choice column in the Book World section of the Washington Post. We invited him to share a few recommendations to ring in the season.
Emerging birth is really the subject of spring, and that also implies the death of something else. So I think it's a very rich time for poets because it's both the season changing and the transformation, and it also suggests some kind of metamorphosis of life itself.
You've brought some poems along, too.
I did. I just want to begin with a poem by Basho, which is very short. First day of spring, I keep thinking about the end of autumn. And my favorite spring poem is a poem by William Carlos Williams called Spring in All. It's really about the tremendous difficulties, the struggle of things to be reborn and what it means. And his poem begins by the road to the contagious hospital. And behind the contagious hospital or along the road, he sees the reddish, purplish, forked, upstanding, twiggy stuff of bushes. And then he describes how, lifeless in appearance, dazed spring approaches. And then here it is. They enter the new world naked, cold, uncertain of all save that they enter. All about them the cold, familiar wind. Now the grass, tomorrow the stiff curl of wild carrot leaf. One by one objects are defined. It quickens, clarity, outline of leaf. But now the stark dignity of entrance. Still, the profound change has come upon them. Rooted they, grip down and begin to awaken.
That reminds me of seeing that sort of smudge of green that appears on the trees, and the landscape tends to turn into an impressionist painting because everything is still kind of cloudy.
Everything is still dazed. I like his description of it that way, and sluggish, and we're still, you know, struggling out of the brown leaves.
Ed, is there a poem you return to every spring?
There are a few, but one poem that I suppose always comes back to me because of the great joy I feel in reading it that is suggested by the season is Gerard Manley Hopkins' really lovely poem called Spring.
Would you read it?
It would be a joy to. Nothing is so beautiful as spring. When weeds in wheels shoot long and lovely and lush, thrush's eggs look little low heavens, and thrush through the echoing timber does so rinse and ring the ear, it strikes like lightnings to hear him sing. The glassy pear tree leaves and blooms. They brush the descending blue. That blue is all in a rush with richness. The racing lambs, too, have fair their fling. What is all this juice and all this joy? A strain of the earth's sweet being in the beginning in Eden Garden. Have get before it cloy, before it cloud, Christ Lord and sour with sinning, innocent mind and May Day and girl and boy, most, O maid's child, thy choice and worthy the winning.
Edward Hirsch, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Leanne. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
Edward Hirsch is a poet and the author of The Demon and the Angel, Searching for the Source of Artistic Inspiration.